Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a story you heard first right here on News Radio 950. Just hours after an organization said former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick has been granted an early release from federal prison, a state lawmaker from Detroit says she's heard the same thing. State Representative Karen Winsett says President Donald Trump told her Kilpatrick would be released.
He did confirm up after my conversation with the President of the United States that he did take that in consideration, and Kwame Kilpatrick is being released along with 3,000 other people. It's a total of 3,000 that are going to be on house arrest.
A group called the Ebony Foundation putting out a statement this morning saying Kilpatrick has been granted early release, although no other details were released with that statement. Kilpatrick has been in jail for 7 years after his conviction on charges related to corruption. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says it does not discuss information about inmates, confinement, or release plans.
Meanwhile, while updating residents about the latest in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus in Detroit, current Mayor Mike Duggan was asked about news that Kilpatrick will be released. We get that part of the story now live and local from WWJ's John Hewitt. John.
Jackie saying his connection to the former mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, is very personal. Mike Duggan called Kilpatrick extraordinarily talented and clearly would welcome his release from prison.
I think he has a lot to contribute. And if, in fact, the reports are true, I'll be doing anything I can to help him get a fresh start.
When it comes to President Trump's decision to deem churches and houses of worship essential, calling on the governors of the U.S. to allow them to reopen this weekend, the mayor says he believes Detroiters are smart and hopes they would gather in a safe manner. As for the latest COVID-19 case count, Detroit now stands at 10,615 total positive cases of the coronavirus, with 1,301 deaths, four more than yesterday. And lastly, the city is also preparing for a PPE, personal protection equipment, distribution on Monday, Memorial Day, that is correct, on the holiday, for those businesses looking to reopen under the governor's executive order on Tuesday. People can get further information by going to the web at DetroitMeansBusiness.org or by calling 844-333-8249. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.